This is Brother Dan Dan.
And this is Sister Angie.
And welcome to Sunday Service,
where we get to say and do whatever the hell we want.
Because now we're starving.
Starving ba?
Gutom na ako.
Actually. Yeah, sa bagay. But
the
things I refuse.
That we do for our body.
Pero I refuse to eat. Kasi ano oras na?
Oo nga. Alam mo, kung pinilit kong kumain at this time, tapos matutulog ako, ay, hindi na.
Yeah, not good.
Mag-acid reflux na ako nun.
Yes. I think people need to remember that there are certain times where it's better to eat, certain times na hindi. Mm. Certain things that if you really have to eat before going to bed, you have to choose.
Mm.
And be careful.
Alam mo yung ano, yung bago matulog or to help you sleep, you have to drink milk.
Oh, that's such an old, like that's an old school belief.
Doon ako nalulungkot kasi as a lactose intolerant, hindi ko magagawa yun. Nasalo akong hindi makakatulog.
I never did it. I never liked warm milk.
Really?
Yeah. They would say, drink warm milk to make you sleep. How is that gonna help me sleep? I'm gagging. Diba?
And sa akin, ang effect nun, mas naging acidic ko eh.
Diba? So, speaking of like what we eat and stuff, I know you mentioned in a previous episode na parang there was a time na feel mo yung katawan mo, like, guwapong-guwapo ka sa sarili mo. Were you on any kind of like regimen or workout routine or diet at the time?
I actually, that was the year that I became more active in the gym.
Ah, nice. Okay.
Nag-gym ako nung time na yon. Pero, that practice or that regime started, regime ba? Or routine? Started kasi mas napapadalas na yung acid reflux attacks ko.
Ah, so, okay.
Tapos, isa sa mga in-advise ng doctor na kailangan ko na rin magbawas ng timbang.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, syempre, hindi ko yung sineryoso agad. Mas na umapila sa akin is yung kailangan kong bawasan yung food intake ko. Na pagkakain ako, hindi to a point na sobrang busog na busog ko na sobrang bloated ka na. Ang naging sobrang discipline ko noon na kakain ako up to a point na satisfied na ako. Hindi yung sobrang busog na ako nang
dinala. Right, right, right.
Kasi otherwise, magkakaroon ng acid reflux.
Okay. That's interesting. There was a time, because there was a time my weight would really fluctuate. And I never actually felt bad about my weight, to be honest. Like, sometimes I get a little frustrated. But it was never... I'm so big. I look horrible. Hindi, I'm gorgeous. You know, like, accept mo na lang. But then, of course, I'd be like, oh, shit, I gained a lot of weight recently. It would hit me after. Mm. And then, okay, bawas. But see, there was a time when I had friends who would actually dare, like, let's make a bet. Can you lose this much weight in this much time? Okay. And I would do it. I would, like, only roasted or boiled chicken or vegetables and then no rice. Kaya kong gawin. And then there was a time, kasi the Sonia is very picky until I told her to fuck off about my weight. But she made me a deal. She was like, I'll give you $100 per pound.
Whoa. Deal.
Ang lola mo nag-diet. But see, here's the thing. I knew she wasn't going to pay.
Oh.
You know, parang sinasabi niya lang yun. But just to prove her wrong, just to prove her wrong, I did it. I gave myself like 5 pounds. Just to prove to her I could do it. So ito na. Up, I hit the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where's my money? She goes, oh, no, I didn't mean it. I was just trying to move you. I pulled out the best jelly donut. I was like, That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to eat my donut now and you're going to leave me alone. And right in front of her, stuff that donut in my face. Mm-mm, good. Jelly donut.
Ano, gusto kong mag, ano, gusto kong maging isa sa mga spectator habang nag-aaway kayo ni Sonia.
It's quite that the gladiators ain't got shit on us when we start going at it. Like, it's andami psych ops pa na not involved. It's not a healthy relationship. I'm telling you right now, it's not healthy at all. It's very dysfunctional. We put the fun in the dysfunctional when it comes to the mother-daughter tandem. But see, it was because kabisado ko na siya. That obsession, that, well, you got so big. This and so what? You know? So I and she was like, what are you doing? Now you're going to eat the donut? I'm like, yeah, because I just wanted to prove a point. I can lose weight if I want to, if I put my mind to it. But I'm happy with the way I am, as long as I'm healthy. Like, of course, if I can't breathe. Nah. It only became a huge issue now because I got sick. And then I have an OB-GYN telling me, you have to lose weight. Malaki ka. You have to lose weight. Well, fuck that. Because...
hindi ka makakilos yung tao.
Yun. Like, I try. And then my mom gets on me. Like, how can you not put things away? I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't move. So I need to have this all checked first. I move and then I have to stop. So parang, God, you want me to exercise? Mahimatay ako sa treadmill. So, and that's my point. You keep telling, I hate when people say, ay, ang taba, you have to lose. People used to do that to me. Una, I have the white girl genes. So no matter what happens, I fluctuate. I have the white side that just comes out where we lumalapad kami. Aww. And then it goes away. But my thing is, and I remember doing this on a Jeep once. Yung parang, ay, ang laki niya. I'm like, eh, okay lang, maganda naman ako, ikaw. Payat mo, pangit ka naman. You know, parang, and it's true. I mean, you can lose weight if you want to. I don't understand the obsession. Tapos yung mga Pinoy, they're so obsessed with, ay, hindi sila masaya. No matter what you do, papayat ka. Ang payat mo, kain ka.
Then when you're eating. Mo yung story ko nung ano, when I lost weight?
Parang addict ka na. Para, saan ako lulugar? Mind your own fucking business. Diba? Ang pangit naman ng ugali.
Alam mo, hinahanap ko, ano ba yung percentage ng obesity rate? Philippines.
Please.
Estimated 8% adult, 6.4% adult men living with obesity.
That's it.
Oh, tapos the Philippines obesity prevalence is lower than the regional average of 10.3% for women and 7.5% for men.
I don't know, but okay.
Nakatry ka na ng ano? Mga ano, slimming something.
Yeah, I took I've tried, you know, the diet. What do you call that? The slimming coffee.
Apre tayo.
What the hell is that? That has to be illegal somewhere.
Apparently illegal nga siya, and binibenta lang siya under the table. And actually, isang office mate ko lang nagbenta sa akin noon. I made the mistake of drinking it while on work.
Oh, gosh.
And so I practically spent half of my shift in the bathroom.
Right. But see, with me, it would give me the jitters. It's the one na parang nagsosuppress siya ng appetite.
Mm-hmm.
So you're so high on it that you get through all your work. You don't realize you didn't eat all day.
Oh.
Which is bad. Because even if you want to lose weight, your body still needs something to run on.
Oh.
So you can't be running on adrenaline. You can't be running on the supplement that suppress, or it's like the suppression of the appetite. Hindi na maganda yun. And I've taken, I forgot what it was. I forget the name. But I took a diet pill. That oh my God. Yeah, that one, I would be in the bathroom all the time.
Bangkok pills ba yun?
No. I never took Bangkok pills. It was something else. I forget what it's called. Matagal na eh. But yeah, after that, I was like, what am I doing? Why am I hurting myself? Nothing's happening naman. I just keep going to the bathroom. Then someone suggested just drink a lot of water. Like over oasis water. But you just go to the bathroom and go to the bathroom. That's also not a good idea, but I did it.
Kapagod din yun. Tsaka may risk din for hyperhidrosis ba?
Yeah. Na over ka. Basta everything in excess is not good.
Correct. So, sabi nga ni Catriona. Everything is good in moderation.
Totoo yun.
Tapos so, ano pa? Natry mo din yung mag-intermittent fasting?
No.
Natry ko yan. Then, until I found a dietitian who said that kahit nga yung paleo na apparently, we have to go back to our roots, to our paleolithic roots na we don't eat grains, we only eat fruits, meat, ano pa ba? Certain fats. Na, sabi ni dietitian, nutrition, particularly weight loss, is not as formulaic as we previously thought it is. Na hindi lang siya basta-basta diet, hindi lang siya basta-basta nutrition or exercise. Kasi apparently, people who have been working out and lost weight have a huge chance of gaining back weight even if they continue their routine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, ang laking factor, yung sinasabi mo nga kanina, yung genes, yung genetic construction natin.
Yeah.
Kasi there are certain parts in our DNA that are more responsive to storing fat than others. Like, yung pinaka-factor talaga is yung how our liver or our organs are prompted to store fat or to store energy as fat.
Right.
So, hindi talaga well-catered na kung mag-follow lang tayo basta-basta ng mga diet or mag-take ng mga supplements without the advice of a dietitian or an expert, mas malaki yung chance na we're harming ourselves and hindi gagana ito.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like people, as long as they're healthy, it shouldn't matter if they look obese. That's the problem. I notice a lot of people here, they have this obsession with the fatter the child, the cuter they think that they are, but that's not the case.
Actually,
you're setting them up for health problems. Tapos paglaki nun, pag may eating problem, sasabihin mo mataba siya. My gosh! Come on! I never really cared though. I mean, I tried. I wanted to be, I was like, yeah, I'll lose weight. But see, I used to work out in a gym also when I was younger. And I did like it. It's just, I don't think I could do it again.
Oh, so, lalo pa sa lifestyle natin ngayon na kahit weekend, weekend na nga lang napahinga natin, minsan ito ginagawa natin.
Right.
May mga sidelines pa tayo. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, I think yung ganito, ito at controversial but brave, but the people who can afford to set time and money and resources to worry about their weight are those who can afford it, are they rich?
Yeah, I think they're the ones that complain the most.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, may point nga yung yung sa last episode natin na yung mga rich yung mga gumagawa ng sarili ng problems.
Right. And they usually have the money for lipo.
Mm-hmm.
liposuction or other surgeries if they really wanted it. But I don't know. I don't think people should be going into the fad diets. Or, you know, trying these supplements or so appetite suppressants. Or, I mean, it's not safe. It's not good. So.
Well, I've never been one na nadala ng fad. Masasabi ko bang hindi? Kasi pero, nung when I started drinking that slimming coffee, ang motivation ko lang noon was, naalala ko na sa cab ako noon, tapos nung patayo na ako, yung butones ng pants ko, as in tumalsik talaga siya.
Ouch! Oh no! Okay, yeah, nakakaya nga yun.
Oo, pero alam mo, wala namang nakakita. It was just, for me na, hala, may mga pants na ako hindi na magkasya sa akin. Yan, especially ngayon na nakaroon ng weight na na binagdag ko over the lockdown, yung mga pants ko na suot dati, hindi siya kasya ngayon. I have to wear something stretchable.
I have a similar pants story.
Mm-hmm.
This one I've never told you, so this is what we're gonna share. I had just given birth.
Uh-huh.
So, I had gained weight, but nothing super, traumatizing yet for me. So I just given birth, and then I went to Bangkok with my tita to visit my cousin at the time. She was based there. So we go to Bangkok for a couple of days, and we're at the airport. That was not really a problem, but they were questioning something about my passport. There was an issue, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom while you sort this out, because I was just really angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the bathroom and I come back. I'm like, what? It's not sorted yet. And then I think I was in the bathroom. Yeah, sorry. I was in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I bent over for something, like I dropped something. Crack! My pants split. I was horrified. So I'm in an airport bathroom. My tita is outside talking to whoever. Buti na lang I had an extra jacket or sweater tied it around my waist. Pero alam mo yung feeling na parang, this is not the time for this to happen. Not while I'm fighting with people, arguing with people. So syempre paglabas ko, my tita's like, what happened? Why do you have that thing tied around you? I'm like, I split my pants. So now I'm going to have to get on the plane, travel with split pants. Huwag ka maingay. Yon. But still, I would never go on some crash diet. That's not going to work. No.
No, at least not anymore. Ayoko na.
Yeah. I think it's all about making wiser choices in what we eat.
Mm.
Okay na yan.
Balik na lang din tayo dun sa sabi mo kanina, as long as you're happy.
Yes, I mean, and healthy. Perfect,
and healthy. Oh, gusto rin natin. I mean, hindi naman din ako, siguro, takot mamatay. Pero ayoko naman din mapabilis yung pag-uwi ko sa hukay. So, yan, pahabain sana natin. Kasi parang bagay sa akin yung silver-haired na daddy type. Sure.
Okay, no. This is taking a different turn. Yeah, we're done. We're going down a different road.
Of course, as always. And if you want to share your own diet fad stories, you can send it to us through social media. We are Godless Chorizo on Instagram and Twitter.
We are Godless Longanisa on Facebook.
And if you want to share your own stories, you can send it to us via email, godlesslonganisa@gmail.com.
And if you want to remain anonymous, we are Godless Chorizo on Curious Cat. Lumabas na tayo.
Okay, so tama na to. Itigilan natin. But thank you. Hopefully, you enjoyed our stories. And there will be more in another episode or in upcoming episodes of Sunday Service in Godless Longanisa. But until then, this has been your host, Tito Dandan.
And Tita Angie.
Godless, everyone.
Godless.